KROQ 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Ballerine Football League second semi-final, and it was a whitewash down at Port Arlington. Barwon heads 23-10, 148. Geelong Amateur 9-5-59. Lucky enough to be joined by Barwon heads co-coach Mitch Herbison. Herbie, congratulations on booking a second consecutive grand final berth, but I think we're all taken aback by the size of the margin. Are you still trying to get your head around how you were able to get away so comfortably in the end?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kingy. I think the game probably blew out a little bit at the end. The first half was a bit of an arm wrestle and, a bit of a scrap, really, and both teams were applying a lot of pressure around the ball. And, I guess in the third quarter there, we were able to break it open to a degree.
Is that third quarter some of the best footy you've played this year? I know you've been in some great form since the halfway mark of the season, but to kick 8-1 in that third quarter, you must have been really impressed.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. I think our pressure and our attack on the ball was as good as it's been for the year, which allowed us to get some good entries going forward and give us some good looks at in attack.
You made some changes. You've brought a couple of young fellas in. We know Charlie Sprague can play. We've seen him do it, obviously, with you guys mid-season. He played three or four games and then went back to the Falcons, had some really good form. I think he kicked 15 goals in a run of about four games, including a six against Dandenong. But he comes back and he really provides you something, but not necessarily as a forward.
Yeah, Charlie Sprague, yeah, he can play anywhere, really. He's super versatile. And he played a number of roles for us yesterday. He played up forward, played on the wing, played a little bit on ball, and even as a bit of a ruckman at times. So he's super versatile. And Charlie Browler's very similar. He can play, half back, wing, half forward. So we're really confident with what those boys could bring.
Were you rolling the dice a little bit, debuting a 16-year-old?
A little bit, yeah. I guess you could look at it that way. We're pretty confident with what Charlie Brow could bring. We've sort of been trying to get him in all year. And just with his unavailability with the Falcons and that sort of thing, we just haven't been able to do it. But seeing him at training, we're really confident that he could bring a high-level performance, which he did.
We were waiting for the big Mitch Phelps haul for the season and we got it on cue, 7 goals in the second semi.
Yeah, he was really good, Phelps. He was moving really well. And I think, the pressure up the ground and the ability to put the ball to advantage by our midfield has probably helped Phelps out. And, guys like Spraggy and Marto really just provided a contest to bring the ball to ground and Phelps, he got on the end of the few.
Yep. Bloke called Herbison went all right with 5 goals too. You're one of the more humble local footballers I've come across, Herbie. You'll probably say you got a couple of cheap ones late or something like that, but I'm guessing your performance might have been a bit better than that.
No, once again, I think Phelps and I sort of cashed in a little bit on the work up the ground. Guys like Otto Offerman and Ned Olsbrook and Matty Dyer, they worked really hard up the ground to give us some good opportunities, and when the ball was coming in like it was at times yesterday, it made it a little bit easier for guys like myself and Feltsy.
Yep. Is this going to be the 22 you take into the grand final, or are you still open to changes? I'm guessing the one we talk about is Dylan Holland. Does he get back? Do you give him the opportunity, or is it his season done?
We'll certainly give him the opportunity, and then Brad Harvey and Lockie Slorach as well. There's obviously the option to make some changes. We'll just have to wait and see how guys train over the course of the next 2 weeks, and we'll be making sure that we take in 22 healthy players. That's really important for us.
Yep. You obviously know how to deal with, in terms of the week off. This is a similar situation to what you were in last year. Obviously, you didn't get the end result that you wanted in 2018. Will you change anything up? Is there anything you learnt from your build-up to the grand final to ensure that, I suppose, you're not flat like you were on grand final day last year?
We might tweak a couple of things. Troy and I will probably sit down today and just have a chat about how we're going to prepare for the next 2 weeks. Obviously, it's just about making sure that guys are aren't playing the game too early. We don't want to play the game this week. We want to sort of have a bit of a slow build and get ourselves right for a fortnight's time.
Well, Herbie, we wish you the very best of luck. It's going to be a big fortnight again in Barwon Heads. Consecutive grand finals for the first time since the early 1970s, and hopefully this time around for you, you're lifting the cup in around a fortnight's time down at Torquay. Well done. Enjoy the week off, and look forward to talking to you in the lead-up to the grand final for 2019.
Thanks very much, King. Appreciate it, mate.